Okay, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We do have Jerry back, so I'm going to pull him up right away here before he gets cut off again or whatever. Welcome back, Jerry. Hopefully your phone's working better now.
The house phones are all messed up for some reason. They're going crazy with static and clicking. And I'm talking on my cell phone right now. Do I sound pretty clear?
Better than before. A little muffled still, but certainly a lot louder, so I can make you out
that?
A lot better. Yeah, that's even a little better now, yeah.
Oh, okay, good. This is a little off the subject of, you know, what you're talking about today, but I was just wondering, what's going on with Turkey building up its troops on the border with Iraq? What is your personal take on that?
Well, Turkey, for a long time, has been a Washington outpost, I guess you could call them. So, just like with Moscow, Moscow is controlled by the same forces on Wall Street and in London as is Turkey. So, you know, this is just a whole lot of smoke screens and little monkey rigged games that are going on. They're gonna. It's just a distraction, if nothing else. I don't think anything's really going to come out of it. But it's just to get your attention. It's just to get attention off of a heightened level of incursions they're launching into Iran to try to provoke a conflict over there. That's what's been going on for weeks. Well, it's been going on. Incursions have been going on since shortly after the Iraq War began. But they've been heightening them in the past few weeks. They want to get in there bad.
Yeah, I know.
They did such a lousy job with their fake 9/11 attack. I think they're probably a little hesitant to pull off something like that. So they want to have something go on over there. And so, the Turkey thing is getting attention off of the incursions, you know, but they really want to set off a counterattack by Iran and then leap on it the moment Iran attempts to do anything to defend itself from these scoundrelous little incursions, you know, then they're going to say that they were attacked without provocation. I mean, this is so old. You know, once you're familiar with this, this goes way back. They've been doing this stuff for decades. They did it with the Spanish-American War. They set off the bomb on the Maine, and, you know, they did it with the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They did it with the Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So that's all I see going on here with this, just more of the business as usual.
Yeah, you know, the strange thing about 9/11 was that I was at work that morning, and we had a TV in the break room, and so I was in there watching. This is the first plane had hit the building, and my supervisor said, "When you get a chance, take a look at it." You know, so I went in there and I saw the second plane hit the building, and then. I saw the buildings collapse, and when they were filming it, and the original, when I saw it actually live collapse, the first building, you're kind of in shock, you know, and you know, you're like, wow, you know, is this really happening? And but then when they showed it the second time, you know, I put my emotions out of the way. I said, those buildings came down by demolition. I said, they came straight down into the ground, you know. And I'm a big fan. I love to see demolition teams take down buildings and, you know, structures and stuff like that. And when I put my emotions aside and I looked at it logically, I said, those buildings, they came straight down into the ground. Now, of course, the film's been doctored since, you know, the original version of whenever a news happens, if you can see it live when it's actually happening, that doesn't give them the chance to doctor it up. But afterwards, you know, they'll doctor it up.
Sure, they do that all the time. I tell you what, I got to go to a break, buddy. But if you want, you can hold on and stick with us after the break, all right?
Yeah. I had another question for you.
Yeah, we'll pick up there when we get back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Jerry still on the line. Yeah, Jerry, you said you have another question? Or?
Yes, sir. I saw the governor of Georgia on TV just a few days ago declaring a state of emergency because of their water situation here. And see, what the mainline media failed to tell the people was that the Corps of Engineers built it, they claim they accidentally let out a month's worth of water into the river down there. And now they're claiming, oh, we got a shortage. How in the world are you going to let a month or 2 months' worth of water out of a lake, draining it practically, and they say, oh, we did it by mistake. Now we have a shortage. Now they're coming after our water rights. It's happened there in Georgia. And also, they're talking about one of the lakes up there around Lake Superior up north is at its lowest point in so many years. They're draining the water out deliberately. Then they're going to say, oh, we got a water shortage.
Yeah, and couple that with the fact that, I think a lot of that problem stems from the weather modification garbage that they're pulling. You know, they're deliberately drying up areas that usually got a normal amount of rain or even a high amount of rain. Areas that have traditionally been, you know, like rainforests are now getting droughts. It's crazy. This is not normal. It's not natural.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
And And, you know, this is another way to bring people to their knees, to bring about control, and it's another way to control the population, too. Who knows?
Well,
you know, once you recognize the psychopathic nature of these people that we're dealing with, you just, nothing should surprise you. You know, the worst case scenario you can imagine is probably not even a tenth of what the reality really is. They're just evil. They're just mass murdering, money and power grabbing pigs.
Yeah, the one caller on the show called, what is it, hogs, hijackers of our government.
Yeah, right. There
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a coup d'etat.
Yeah.
Some people say that the coup d'etat happened on 9/11. It actually happened in November of 2000 is when it happened. They rigged the election to get this scoundrel in power. That was your coup d'etat right there. 9/11 was just a natural outgrowth of the coup d'etat that had already taken place.
Right, right.
And it gave them the impetus to do what they intended to do from the start, to seize absolute power and, you know, turn this country pretty much already into a police state. It already is, you know. Just the only thing you don't have now is the tanks rolling down the streets. That's the last piece to put in place.
That's a shame, I tell you. Well, hey, I appreciate it, and I enjoy your show, and you keep up the good work.
All right, thanks for the call, Jerry.
Okay, take care now.
Yeah, take care, man. Glad his phone worked good that time. But anyway, let me pick up where I had left off before. The massive hike, guys, that we've seen in gas prices just since the invasion of Iraq, as you might guess, was also a colossal fraud, just as the two so-called energy crises back in the 70s. The claim was made that the old problem of supply and demand was the cause of, and continues to be the cause of this crisis. Or else, you know, a lack of refineries, or some even say, oh, it's the terrorism in the Middle East. You know, there's all kinds of little phony excuses that they give. But again, all of this is nothing but a bunch of pure rhetoric. Speaking on this situation, the November 28th, 2005 edition of the UK's Daily Mail had this to say. This is interesting. It said, an urgent inquiry has been ordered into the gas supply crisis. It'll focus on claims that major suppliers are rigging the market to inflate prices and boost their profits. You don't say now. Wholesale prices have soared in recent weeks, driven by panic over possible shortages and forecasts of cold winter. Notice they always jack the price up when they know you need it. It's like diapers. You know, why do you pay so much for diapers? Because they know you need them. That's all there is to it. But here you have the Daily Mail admitting, yeah, of course it's rigged. Gotta be kidding me, guys. All the while that they were claiming shortages in oil refineries, yeah, that was a big one. Companies like ExxonMobil, guys, were making record high profits. Matter of fact, still are. That, to this day, remains to be the highest grossing company in the world right now, ExxonMobil. So, do you really think the problem stems from what's going on in the Middle East? When ExxonMobil is making record profits? Think about it. Oh, it's them Arabs over there, them Arabs, them greedy Arabs. But look at ExxonMobil. Record high, the highest profit margin of any company on the planet right now. I rest my case. That speaks for itself. And, you know, where was the government to stop all of this? Give me a break. Look where, you know, Bush himself, Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, et al. Well, of course, he's not in the picture anymore, but, you know, he was there for most of this with all the you know, the high prices soaring the way they've been. You know, where do you think they have the bulk of their investments? They personally are profiting from this. Of course, the Bush family, the monopoly Bush family, for decades has been making the bulk of their profits off of oil. Oh, to further show what a scam the high oil prices are and have been under this scoundrel's watch, take a look at what Reuters reported on May 10th, 2006. Quote, while U.S. customers struggle with soaring energy prices. Venezuela's gas is now the world's cheapest at 12 cents a gallon. And Washington's regional foe, President Hugo Chavez, vows to maintain subsidies that keep fuel dirt cheap. You remember he was offering to poor people in the United States? All the while, the Bushy boys were sitting back doing nothing to help poor people here with the high oil and gas prices. There was Chavez offering cheap, affordable oil to the poor in the U.S. What does that tell you guys? It tells you that this individual that Pat Robertson says we need to assassinate has more compassion and concern for poor, struggling Americans than Generalissimo Bush does. Any questions? And yet that monstrosity from the pits of hell had the gall to say that Saddam was sitting in the lap of luxury while his people were starving. Well, let me tell you, the Iraqi people have not been starving so much as they are now since we went in there. Now they're starving. Under Saddam, they fared fairly well, thank you very much. They were actually doing quite well. Not to mention their streets were safe. You didn't have the chaos that has broken out there now. Oh, but it's all a part of bringing freedom and democracy. Oh, and I bet they're ever so grateful for that, too. Their country is in absolute ruins. There isn't and won't be for years to come clean water running through Baghdad. It's all putrefied, as a matter of fact. It's not drinkable. They still don't have electricity in most of the city, and again, won't for decades to come. But don't worry. The oil companies are doing mighty fine. Nowadays, guys, we can't even start our own retirement fund without parasitic and despotic government intervention, which dictates through the IRS whether we can open an IRA in the first place, you know, through your earned income or compensation requirements, how much we can contribute each year, when we can make a withdrawal without incurring a penalty, and how much that we can withdraw, if we can withdraw. This is outrageous. Those of you who already have such funds know what I'm talking about. For those that aren't familiar with this, look into it. You'll see. It's unbelievable. It makes you not even want to bother. And, of course, that's one of the intentions. They don't want you to have a cozy, comfy retirement, because then you might live a little bit longer and be able to collect Social Security for longer. Guys, they want you working till your dying day, preferably, you know, right at retirement age. They don't want you. It's incredible. Look at the regulations now drafted up by the IRS that tell you if you can open one, how much you can contribute, and you get penalty fees if you over-contribute or if you overdraw. You know, if you have to take out for an emergency, and usually that's a huge, again, it's not even worth it because they suck out a huge surcharge out of you. It's just incredible. You don't have the right to even put aside money for your retirement anymore. But then again, I guess it doesn't matter because most people can't afford to put any money away. Most people don't even have bank accounts. They live literally from check to check. As I mentioned last time on Friday, you know, your washing machine breaks down. People don't have the money to go out and buy a new one, so they have to go charge it. Most people don't have savings accounts anymore. Let's go on to another lost right. The Bank Secrecy Act of 1986 required banks and other financial institutions to report all financial transactions of $10,000 or more, or a combination of transactions over several days that total to this amount. They have to report this to the IRS. And guess what? The amount has now since been lowered to $3,000. And there's even talk of it being dropped as low as $500. Well, naturally, because it's even less common for people to have even $500 now. Never mind $3,000. Most people forget $3,000. Most people don't even have $500. So if you have $500, ooh, that's something to be suspicious of. All right, guys, stick around. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing a discussion here about lost rights. Before the break, I was talking about, you know, banks, how they're required now since 1986 to, first it was 10,000, then it was down to 3,000, now it's destined to drop down to 500. Any transactions you conduct at your bank, the bank is to notify, without your knowledge or consent, to notify the IRS. And why? It's obvious. They're looking for new audit targets. That's all there is to it. Ooh, he just deposited $7,000. Ooh, let's check him out here and see if he's earning more money than what he's telling us. We can suck more money out of him. When, of course, all the while, the fraudulent income tax is a scam to begin with, and they have no authority to even take any of your money, your earned income. It's unbelievable, guys. This is complete and total extortion. Nothing any different than the mafia would do. Well, actually, it is different. The mafia has more scruples, but, you know, it's just incredible. You don't have the right in this country to earn a living, and they're trying to force you into worshiping the dollar to make it your all-important focus, and you know what? It's been working, unfortunately, hasn't it? Most Americans, that's all they care about. They've turned you into a... You know, just look at these reality shows. That gives you a good example of how successful they've been in degrading humanity down to the lowest common denominator. It's pretty disgusting to see these people. I don't even watch that slop. I tuned in once just to see, you know, I knew it was, you know, some mind-manipulating game. I just wanted to see exactly how they were doing it. And sure enough, they showed people eating these giant, it's so disgusting to even talk about it, but they had these giant worms. They looked like big, thick, hairless caterpillars. I don't know what they were, but some tropical island somewhere, these huge, huge, just nasty-looking things. And that was one of the dares, you know, one of the requirements, you know, to stay on and earn that $1 million at the end. Do you see how they've reduced people just to, you know, to get this worthless green chunk of paper? You've got to eat this disgusting, still alive, still crawling worm. Big fat, I mean, the thing must have been like 4 inches long and like an inch wide. It's just this big, fat, stubby thing. And they had to eat it live. Unbelievable. And, of course, not only does it degrade the people that are doing this, but it degrades, of course, the ones who watch it. Because it gets you to think, wow, I would do that. Yeah, for $1 million? Yeah, you better believe. Do you see how you're being systematically dumbed down, not only you know, through the education system, but through the television? Your moral standards, not only your academic, you know, your intelligence, but your moral standards, everything from every angle. They're just scaling you down, down, down to the lowest level. And it's working. Man, it's incredible how people are so thoroughly and completely manipulated, and they don't even know it. And what's even worse, you tell a lot of people this, they don't even seem to care. Well, on to another point, another one of our lost rights. I love this one. Today's civil asset forfeiture laws have given government agencies such as the FBI, FDA, DEA, and the Coast Guard, the Security and Exchange Commission, the Bureau of Land Management, the Department of Housing, even local police departments are getting in on the action. It's giving them the power to seize the homes, cars, boats, cash, etc., of people who merely look suspicious or are suspected of being involved in an illegal activity. Worse yet, the new asset forfeiture laws actually allow the seizing agency to keep the booty for supplementary funding even in the absence of proof of guilt of any wrongdoing. This is particularly the case in the so-called war on drugs. California, for example, I mentioned this on previous shows, the law enforcement agency that busts into your house can keep your house even if there's no evidence of drugs found. They can still keep your house the way the law is written. And in fact, that's been going on. They can keep your house if they break in because of drugs. They just have to say that, well, the reason we broke in was for drugs. Doesn't matter that you don't have drugs, that you haven't been dealing drugs, and there's no evidence of that. Well, that's the reason we came in. So now I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, it used to be you couldn't even get pulled over by a police officer on the street without probable cause. Now, they don't need probable cause. They can just say, well, the reason was for drugs. Doesn't matter. We don't find any drugs. The cause wasn't probable. You know, what wasn't justifiable. But it doesn't matter. The fact that that's why we went in there. You got to be kidding. This is legalizing theft. That's all it is. Anybody want to challenge me on that? That they have given police the authority now to legally steal your house. You want an example? I'll give you one. I think I mentioned this on a previous show, too. But this is the one that comes to mind. It was a guy, last name was Scott. He lived in Malibu, California. And back in the, sometime in the early 90s, 94, 95, California was after him to sell to them a portion of his land. He just retired. Him and his wife had a nice multi-million dollar plot of land that he had purchased, and this is where him and his wife were going to retire. And we're going to spend their retired life. They had already retired. They were there for about a year or so. Anyway, they refused to sell. They said, no, this is our dream house, our dream land. You know, we've been wanting this for years. You know, we finally purchased the piece of land we've been wanting, whatever. They wanted to expand a parking lot adjacent to their property in a state park. And anyway, I'll pick that up when we get back, guys. This is pretty pathetic.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, continuing to talk about lost rights. So anyway, this guy, Scott, refused to sell this piece of land. Of course, you know how that always works. They give you pennies on the dollar. But, you know, he didn't want to sell it. He didn't have to. He's not, required to. Anyway, what happened next is unbelievable. The state of California sent in a bunch of state troopers along with, local police. I think some feds were involved as well. Yeah, they were. There were some feds involved. They busted into his house in the middle of the night, supposedly for a drug raid, to take advantage of the new California drug law, which says that you can keep the property even if there's no evidence of drugs. And there wasn't, of course, naturally. 65-year-old millionaire, like he's going to be dealing drugs, right? They bust in his house. Naturally, he doesn't know who these people are. He doesn't know that they're thieves with badges. He thinks they're thieves without badges. He grabs his gun to defend his property. As soon as they see him enter the living room with his gun, boom, killed him right there in cold blood in his living room. And that day, his wife lost her husband and her property. They took the house. I mean, that's what's going on in this country, folks. The real thieves, the worst thieves, the ones that you have no recourse to, are the ones who are enforcing law. You can't even fight against them anymore. The whole system's rigged. The cops are always going to be favored. They kill people with impunity all the time. Shoot them, taser them, give them heart attacks. Nothing gets done about it. Did you know that only about 20% of the victims of these seizures, by the way, are actually arrested or charged with any crime? And some of them are simply charged with assault because they're defending themselves, you know, against the brutes who have no right to be in their home in the first place. But in any case, regardless whether these people are arrested or not or charged with anything or neither, the burden is always left with them to prove their innocence in court, should they have any hope of ever retrieving their stolen assets. That's if they can even afford such proceedings, of course. But the truth is, it's not even their own personal innocence that they have to prove. If you want to get technical, they have to prove the innocence of their assets because it's the assets that got arrested. I mean, I'm not joking. That's what's going on here. They are literally arresting their assets. You have to prove that the assets weren't involved in drug dealing, not yourself, because they didn't arrest you. I'm not kidding. Let's look at some examples of cases, and you can see what I'm talking about here. This is literally how they view it, that your assets are guilty of a crime, or they were accessories to a crime. You know, you have cases like United States versus $405,000, $405,089.23 U.S. currency. There's another one called United States versus 1992 Buena Vista Venture, or Buena Vista Avenue, I'm sorry. You know, the house, quote, was taking the United States to court. The former owners of the house were representing the house in court to defend the house against the charges that it was being given. This is unbelievable. Here's another one. United States versus one Mercedes 560 SEL. These are real cases in which commodities, seized properties, seized items were taking the federal government to court and having their former owners defend them against charges against them. I'm not kidding. Most Americans have no idea that this stuff is going on. It's only those who are victimized by this garbage who actually go through it, because they don't report this in the press. And, you know, the only way you'll know is if you're really digging. Oh, it's in the local press, but not in the national press. So if you're really digging on the internet and looking at, you know, local headlines, it's the only way. Or if you're reading, you know, books. Most Americans, of course, don't do that anymore. But so let's remember the new rule for asset forfeiture: guilty until proven innocent. And not just you, but your property as well has to be proven innocent. Absolutely astonishing. One family, guys, had their property seized. Listen how ridiculous this gets. Because a neighborhood kid had been using their backyard as a meeting place to make drug deals. They didn't even know. They had a big yard. It was really dark out in the back. And he was meeting his customers to make the deals, and so they, you know, they had their property seized. Had nothing to do with it, but again, the property is guilty, you see. That's how this new George Orwellian legal system of ours works. A small business was legally looted because a phone on the premises was used by one of the employees to solicit a prostitute. This was in Chicago. There was a person who lost $5,000, his vacation spending money, because police dogs had detected cocaine residue on the money. Did you know that cocaine residue is commonly found on money? Probably 60 to 70% of all dollar bills out in circulation today have cocaine residue on them because the users roll up the bills to use them as straws to snort the drug with. Okay? So they can arrest you now if you've got a big wad of cash, and they can say, oh, well, they might not arrest you, but they'll arrest your cash. They can take your cash. This particular case was at an airport. Drug-sniffing dogs sensed the cocaine residue on this guy's vacation money. He brought a fat chunk of cash with him because he wanted to go down and have a good time and buy some souvenirs or whatever. They seized his flipping money because it had cocaine residue on it. Again, 60, 70% of all the money has cocaine residue. I don't know. How much more are Americans going to put up with? This is not law enforcement. People are criminals. So, as you can see, the door, folks, is wide open for seizing anything from anyone at any time under any pretext they so choose. Such abuses happen far more frequently than you'd care to know, without the victims being guilty of anything except being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Man, but it's a free country. Forget the Fifth Amendment, guys, which states that private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation, and the 14th Amendment, which states, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. What due process of law is here? Oh, they'll say the due process is the asset forfeiture law. What a scam. A law that says they can take your house, even if there's no drugs, as long as the reason for going in your house was drugs. I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable. George Orwell really is rolling in his grave. What we are seeing happening here is the fulfillment of the age-old globalist dream of ultimately stealing everything from the public. So you have nothing left, and they're doing it under the color of law. As a famous socialist author, Jack London, stated back in 1906, he said, quote, "I believe in striking between the eyes. There are 7 million men, all fighting with hard hands and strong arms, who are ready for the conquest of the wealth of the world and the complete overthrow of existing society. We of the revolution, which is at hand, want all that you possess. We want the power of government to our own strong hands. We are going to take all you have away from you." He was a member, by the way, of the British Fabian Socialist Society, a big globalist front movement. And here we are, guys. They're doing just that. They're taking everything you own, and it's being made out to look like it's official law. I mean, come on, when you have laws like this on the books that actually give them the so-called legal precedent for stealing your property, there's no other way around this. There's no other way to look at it. It's like the asset forfeiture laws. Corporations come in and take your land because they want it. And the town says, oh, well, we can do that because we're going to generate a lot of tax revenue, when in reality, these big corporations don't even pay taxes in the first place. Oh, but I'm just complaining. I'm just a disgruntled citizen. I mean, come on. We should love this. We should not complain. We should just sit back and let them keep doing this. And it's going to just get worse and worse and worse and worse as years go on. They're going to take more and more and pass more and more laws. You know, it's like the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. You want to talk about fraudulent legislation? Go take a look at that. It's all over the internet, guys. Just Google it. Go read just the first few paragraphs. It's not that long. Go read the Trading with the Enemy Act. This law prohibits United States corporations from trading with nations that are belligerent toward the United States. Sounds great so far, right? Until you read the next line. Except those that have special concessions from the president. So this law wasn't designed to prevent U.S. corporations from trading with the enemy. It was designed to prevent the smaller businesses from competing with the bigger businesses that wrote this law in the first place. And that's why you find that during World War I, during World War II, big U.S. corporations were funding Germany and Russia. And Hitler was, you know, most of his tanks came from Ford Motor Company, for crying out loud. And this law gave them the precedent to do it because El Presidente said that these big corporations could do it. But the small competing companies couldn't. Man, oh man. Another serious crime being committed against U.S. citizens by law enforcement today is the practice of entrapment, literally creating criminals out of law-abiding citizens. For example, I think I've talked about this before. Many police departments across the country have used undercover female police officers to pose as prostitutes and petition passerbys on the street to employ their services. Sometimes they'll meet them in a bar room, and they know that, you know, most men won't be able to resist when under the influence of alcohol, so they'll buy them a few drinks. Then they'll start coming on to them heavy with the body language and whatever. You know, next thing you know, most guys are going to give in to that, right? As soon as they walk out of the bar, bang, there's a couple officers jumping out of the bushes to grab them and to grab the guy and arrest him. This is going on all the time, all over the country. This is why You have your prisons doubling in population in the 1990s when crime rates around the country actually dropped 7%. How can you have the prison population double from 1 to 2 million when crime rates are dropping 7%? This is how. The prison industry is big business, folks. But to keep the investors in the prison industry happy, you've got to keep those prisons filled to 95% capacity. And the only way to do that is to create criminals when there aren't any. And then, of course, once they're in the prisons, they employ them for cheap labor, and it just goes on and on and on. Oh, but that can't be happening here, can it? It is happening. It's been happening for years, and you better wake up to it. I mean, it's just power trip games. That's all it is. They love it. They sit back, the scum on Wall Street that dream this stuff up. It's not just to exploit you and take money from you guys. It's just, they absolutely get off on this. They love it. They can manipulate you. They live for this because they're miserable scoundrels, and this is the only thing in life that can give them pleasure. They don't live to make people happy. They're miserable scoundrels themselves, so the only thing that can make them happy is to make you more miserable than they are. So they come up with these laws. That's what the nature of power is, the lust for power, to make your life miserable so they can somehow find pleasure in that because they're sick psychopathic monstrosities. Aside from the sheer thrill that such power trip games provide for these unscrupulous law enforcement officers who play these games, there's a far grander scheme behind these criminal-creating exercises, which the following quotes will reveal. Check this out. In order to cut costs, states have increasingly contracted out to private firms the management of prison facilities. As a result, incarceration has been one of the fastest growing businesses in the United States, generating large profits. That's from Amnesty International. Actually, I won't read all of these quotes. It's pretty much redundant. I think you get the point. Anybody wants these notes, though, if you want the transcripts, I'll send it to you as an attachment file. Just email me at truthearthradio@aol.com and see for yourself, guys. This is going on. Everything I'm telling you right now is fully documented. You can verify it for yourself. But you don't hear it on the evening news, though, so most Americans tend to not know that it's happening or not believe it if they should hear about it. But you start digging and looking at the documentation, you realize, son of a gun, it is this bad. This system is out of control. We don't have a government anymore that operates for we the people. It operates on behalf of they the people on Wall Street. That's the people the government works for and has been working for decades. A point of great interest here is the fact that the U.S. has only 5% of the world's total population, yet it has 25% of all the world's prisoners. Think about that. How do you suppose that's possible? We're at war, folks. This corrupt, globalist-controlled regime that we have is waging war on us on every conceivable front constantly. And if you're not vigilant, aware, studying, digging, researching to find out what's going on, you're missing the boat, and you could very well wind up becoming a victim of these scams that are being pulled off. It's sickening. But because, you know, relatively few people are being targeted, and when I say few, I mean overall against the whole population, but there are hundreds of thousands of people a year that get victimized by this system. Hundreds of thousands a year, especially in the drug war, or under the umbrella of the drug war. How about this one? We'll go on to one more item. It's probably all we have time for here. I've got a commercial coming up in a couple minutes. In the name of the so-called war on drugs, since we're on that topic, or since I've been referring to that topic, excuse me, law enforcement officials at all levels of government have been conducting heavily armed sweep searches in neighborhoods across the country. An example of which I've mentioned before, you know, in 2002 in Eugene, Oregon. Some of you will recall I've talked about that before. They invaded this whole neighborhood. They claimed that three houses were involved in this major drug dealing fiasco. It turns out none of them were. They got a so-called hot tip from this 10-time loser, a guy that had been arrested literally 10 times in the past for drugs, and as a part of plea bargaining, he just made this story up. They let him go, And without following up on it, they just went in because, you know, they're looking for fun and excitement anyway. They invaded this neighborhood. They did hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage, arrested people, but then later had to let them go because obviously they didn't have anything to charge them with. But they didn't stop them. They arrested them anyway. They brought them in and after they let them go, but it didn't matter because their homes were severely damaged and they didn't get any reimbursement from the town, the police department, nobody. Nothing happened. They were stuck having to pay, you know, each house tens of thousands of dollars each. Actually, it was about $200,000 damage, I think. So they each had to pay about average, you know, what, $50,000-$60,000 to fix their homes. It's unbelievable. You know, anybody off the street without a badge that would come into your house and demolish it would certainly be going to jail. But because they wear a badge, they can get away with it. Man, it's pretty scary. Police state, folks. Stick with us. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've got just a couple more minutes left here. And I'll tell you what, as soon as I get done with the show, I don't have too much going on this afternoon. I'm going to call my guest for tomorrow. Make sure it's confirmed. Jeez, this is frustrating. Anyway, obviously, I'm still going to have to pick this up on Friday. There's a lot more to this, guys. As you can see, our rights are There really isn't much left. But I want to spend, you know, the full amount of time on this, go over all these notes. I don't want to skip through any of it because we need to be aware of just how far this thing has gone. It's absolutely out of control. I can't stress it enough. The system's gone. It's irreformable. This country had better wake up and put a stop to what's going on here, folks, because as bad as it is, and it's bad, they're just getting warmed up. They haven't even started hardly yet. But let me read this interesting quote. This is from a congressional committee back in 1996. This was the House Intelligence Committee report. And here's what they said about the CIA. And I'm quoting this in reference to, they don't specify drugs here, but this is one of the crimes that that they're referring to here. You know, the CIA guys, they're the ones who bring most of the illegal contraband into this country. This is well documented. So this is what's so disgusting. They're waging this so-called war on drugs, and yet it's the government itself bringing the drugs in the first place. Here's what they said. The CS, Clandestine Services, of the CIA, is the only part of the IC, intelligence community, indeed of the entire government, where hundreds of employees on a daily basis are directed to break extremely serious laws in countries around the world, including the United States, every day. A safe estimate is that several hundred times every day, DO, Directorate of Operations, officers engage in highly illegal activities. This is Congress stating that several hundred times each day, CIA officers are engaging in highly illegal activities, i.e. murder, drug dealing, espionage. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you thought that they were there to uphold the American way, freedom and justice and liberty for all. Yeah, whatever. Listen to what Michael Levine, a former agent with the DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Agency, stated back in 1996. He says, I have put thousands of Americans away for tens of thousands of years, you know, total, with less evidence than is available against Ollie North and CIA people. I personally was involved in a deep cover case that went to the top of the drug world in three countries. The CIA killed it. There have been many investigators. You know, Mike Rupert is another one from L.A. He was the former head of the LAPD's drug arm, narcotics branch. And he said that every investigation that he launched to try to get to the top of the drug chain always led him to key CIA assets. Of course, they're the ones doing it, guys. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so yeah, I'll stop there, and I'll pick up on Friday with this. But again, I'm not trying to be a bearer of bad news or a grim reaper. It's just a wake people up to what's happening, folks. We live in a very scary world, and we have a criminal outlaw government, especially under this administration, that's hell-bent on destroying what little liberties we got left. We better wake up to it and put a stop to them fast, because they're just, again, they're just getting warmed up. All right, guys, great show tomorrow. I'll make sure the guests will be here. We'll see you then.
With recent internet